The small light craft was rapidly overhauling the huge freebooter ship. Kerda saw the pair look up, their faces showing clearly in the lights from Plug's rear cabin window. She seized Riften's paws.
Get one of them with your spear, the stream dog! I want the other one alive! Throw! Kill the stream dog!
Shog and Triss were horror-stricken. The light they had been sailing for was a huge freebooter ship, with their arch-enemies Kerda and Riften aboard. Frozen with shock, they sat staring up at the mad-eyed princess, urging her captain to slay Shog. Riften raised his spear, grinning cruelly down at them. It was a throw he could hardly miss. He brought the weapon back over his shoulder for a stronger cast. Bang! Crack! A bolt of lightning struck the iron spear blade. Hurling the tiller to port, Shog sent the little craft skipping nimbly by, narrowly missing the sea crab's stern. Kerda did not know what had happened for a moment, as she had been watching Shog, waiting for the spear to strike him. Turning, she saw the rat captain, lying rigid on the deck, every hair on his body standing up like a needle. His paw was welded to the smoking and shattered spear, rain sizzling as it spattered on the momentarily red-hot iron blade. Riften was dead as a doornail. The beautifully built little ship, which Agenu had commissioned for his royal offspring, flashed by and was swallowed up into the gale-torn night. Plug shielded his grog from the wetness that blew in as the cabin door slammed open again.
Was you born in a field? Shut that clattering door!
Looking anything but regal, the saturated pure ferret left Grubbage to struggle with the door as she staggered into the cabin, flailing her paws like a windmill.
Mine ship! I have seen mine ship with two slaves in it sailing by out there!
The freebooter fox took a gulp of grog and belched.
Oh, well, ain't that a turnip for the ship's log? Where's old pasty-faced Riften swimming after it?
Kerda ignored the fox's heavy-pawed sarcasm.
Riften is slayed by the lightning. He was stricken. Mine ship is getting away. We will catch her.
Plug shrugged noncommittally.
I never took to that Riften. He was a snooty-nosed rat. Don't worry about your pretty little ship. If she's still afloat by morning, we'll run her down all right. Just one other thing, missy. If you ain't got double the value of that ship, well, 'tis mine. Your pa said I gets double the value of any booty we bring back. So, if I sails back into Riftguard with her in tow, you can kiss your ship goodbye. She'll be sailing under Plug's colours.